Shalom and good morning. My, oh my, oh my. We have just had the wonderful, wonderful Autumn Assembly of you prayers. All of you who came here to Branson, Missouri, and we prayed together, I don't know that we've ever had such an effective time of prayer, such a manifestation of the glory of God in every way. I'm just so thankful to Him. That's all I can say today, is I'm just so thankful to Him. And I'm thankful to Him for you. I'm thankful for Him, to Him for every one of you that were able to be with us, either online or in person. I'm thankful for Brother Max and Sister Quinn, who came, and he's so faithful. And I know he probably drove back. Brother Max, did you drive back to Minneapolis?
Yeah, I drove Brother back after the tent meeting. I got home 2 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Brother Max, thank you so much. And you just come from Jordan. But you know, Brother Max, the Lord over and over tells us that He strengthens us. So I know He strengthened you. I know that for sure.
Yes, amen, amen.
But I do appreciate your going out of your way. I just appreciate it. And bringing your supply of the Spirit. Paul says that he knows that he would be delivered because of the prayers and the supply of the Spirit of the saints. So we each have a supply of the Spirit. And all together it makes a whole, it makes a fullness of Him that filleth all in all in the earth, as it says in Ephesians. And so it was just glorious. Brother Kamal was with us. And we had so many brothers and sisters. We had a dear brother who'd been to heaven recently on Friday night and shared with us. And just making it so real that we are citizens of heaven right now, which the Lord tells us over and over. I do want to announce that there will not be a prayer meeting at Prayer Mountain at noon today. Our staff needs a rest, for one thing. They work so hard, really so hard, getting ready for everything. And then getting back out to the mountain and setting up. And so we're not going to be out there today, but that doesn't mean there won't be prayer, because there will be prayer. But we will be praying right at the noon hour, right at that central time. So wherever you are, it's going to be right at the hour. We had wonderful times of corporate prayer, and that's what blesses. That's why we meet. We meet to pray corporately. And I do have to believe that many, many things were done as we all met in unity. And there's just great unity in that prayer meeting that we have. Brother Max, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, yesterday when I returned the rental car that we drove to Branson, I met a person. It just like, I'll make it really quick. I met a person. I walked into the Enterprise. And I said good morning to him, and it took him like 15 seconds to reply to me. And then to find out, he was the right-hand guy with the Prince at First Avenue in Minneapolis.
A right-hand guy of who?
Prince, the guy who, the singer.
Oh, Prince, the singer.
You
talk about the King of Jordan, and so I'm thinking Prince.
Prince, the singer, yeah, the one who's from Minneapolis, I believe, or, you know, from Minnesota. And it just, he had a great, great testimony. He just picked him up because he was like a security guy. He has so much going on in his life. He knows so many people, so many celebrities, and he gave me his phone number. We talked to find out that his heart is really, really broken. And he just, like, he said, I'm living today, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. So he was so hurt, and I'm not going to go into his testimony, but he has a powerful, powerful testimony from what he dealt with. But, you know, God put us in the right time. I just want everybody
at the
to know
right
that
place.
At the
Oh,
right
yes.
place. I'm supposed to drop off the vehicle at 1:30, but I was there at 12:10. And that's why I'm like, why I'm going to the office this early to drop off this truck.
The
Anyway,
right place at the right time.
Yeah,
Brother
I
Max,
was there.
does
Yeah,
he know the Lord?
Yes, he does. He went to, he was at Kenneth E. Hagin, Rhema. He was at
Oh.
Oral Harbor. He was in Oklahoma. That's what got it so, you know, more exciting, you know, with him. He's
Yes.
6'3". He is 6'3". He know you. He know Jesse the Planet, Kenneth Copeland. He know Mac and Lynn. He used to be he used to be also a security guard for what's his, Billy Graham, and it's just mind blowing. I mean, it's just wow.
Well, were you able
wow.
to minister to him?
Oh yes, I prayed for him. We were
Mm-hmm.
sitting in the office, and they were really busy, and we just didn't care. We sat down in the chairs in the corner, and we were talking, and I prayed for him. And he said, Brother Max, you call me. And, you know, he told me something very interesting. He said, well, he have a first, his first uncle in Louisiana, I'm not going to say his name, he have a big ministry, but he said that he will not take any phone calls from him because he got ashamed of him. But, you know, that kind of ring the bell, like, we are not to give up on people. It doesn't matter
No.
what happened. We are not to give up on people.
You know,
Based
you
on
might
what
want
they
to,
did.
you might want to watch Friday night when the man spoke, when Steve spoke, Steve Boyles. And by the way, their new book is out. It's called I Went to Heaven or something like that. I've been to heaven, something like that. Steve Boyles, B-O-Y-L-S. I asked him when I was on the phone with him, was there anyone in heaven you were surprised? And he hesitated a bit. And he said, yes, my father. He said, my father was a good man, you know, but he didn't go to church with us. And but he did, I think, Christmas and, you know, some special occasions. He came when Steve was baptized. But he said there was his father in heaven. And his father said, I'm so glad people didn't give up on me, didn't give up praying for me. He said, it didn't show on the outside, but something was happening on the inside. So it's just like you just now said, we don't give up on people.
No.
We don't give
No.
up. Oh, no, we don't give up because we don't know what the Father's doing. He's doing something. He never, ever. That's what my friend Dean Braxton said, who went to heaven. He said, I wouldn't say that it can't happen. But he said, I'll say that it's not probable that anyone you're praying for will miss heaven. It's not probable because God so goes after them. He strategizes. Jesus strategizes and goes after them. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I sense to pray right now for the lost.
Yes,
The
Lord.
lost and undone without God or his Son. That is what it says in Ephesians. And what a terrible place to be in this day. How terrible, terrible to get up in the morning and not know what we know. To not know that Jesus Christ's blood delivered us from the power of the enemy. They don't know it. And they're walking. They're deluded and attacked and all kinds of things. And Father, we do know that it is your very blessed, wondrous will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Father, we lift up this world. They called it, Brother Osteen, John Osteen called it sighing, dying, crying humanity. We lift them up, Lord, and we do pray for a great move of God, a great outpouring of God. We pray for a great awakening. And we pray for it now. We pray for it now. Oh, Father, we see it. We see things happening. We see miracles. We see healings. We see the move of God. We see men and women and boys and girls turning to Jesus. Oh, Father, but I do know that it's by degree. I do know it's by degree. And I know we haven't had the greatest degree. It started all right. But, oh, God, we pray for the fullness of the power, the fullness of the outpouring, Lord, the fullness. Oh, God, dear God, you made us so aware of angels during our meeting. You sent angels, and they appeared. And, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send the angels. Angels, go to the lost. Spirit of the living God, go to the lost. In Jesus' name, that there might be a great harvest of the earth. Like is written in James, send the former and latter rains of the Spirit together, that the precious fruit of the earth would be ripened and reaped to the glory of God the Father. We do pray, Father, in the name you said to pray for those in authority. We lift up our voices together. I've already sat in my seat of authority, Father, but right now I lift up my voice, join with the others for blessing upon our leaders, upon our President Donald John Trump and his family, upon our Vice President J.D. Vance, who is now with Benjamin Netanyahu. We do pray, Father, that you will think through their minds, as well as protecting them. You will direct them, and you will give them thoughts, Holy One of Israel. There are ways. You indicated ways. You spoke to us last week of war, but then you said there is also alternative to war. Oh, Father God, we pray for the best. We pray for the best. Those men and women that are making decisions that affect the whole world regarding war and peace. Father, in Jesus' name, think through their minds. Think through their minds, Holy One of Israel. We plead the blood over our own lives today in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua. Over everyone upon this line, Holy Father, I'm so thankful for them. I'm so thankful that they want to hear you. I'm so thankful that they're on this line because they want to hear from God and they want to work with you. They want to be partners and partakers of the kingdom of God, like is written in 1 John. Isabro nakaka mangolo lokobino nokoro kobabi talako brafra kadanje. Istiano kobre kedika la cambre, istiano no kobre kedika gambra. Sitanio no kohoro kobra, halakavanio no kohoro kumbiando no kobro katacha. Istianto breketika fraka la kongora kadashke. Ishki anto breketike vredu juanya no kora. Bilutonio no kuati kafa korogodanje de godoshka. Ma allotia prodishanto rogodoshe bretifga. Motua, motua, motua. Motua niato prikadige halakai. E je ne coro cotosche di caraca pracca fra cotonce, prusati hanno coro cotele copriche di che fra, mistionto fra di de coro cotosche da brica de galacca, e sanno no core calaca in caraca doce cattia. Oh, Father, 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 affretenio no co, affrete mali do joa, poro cotocce anni je cotobra. Proskiti di kohoro kongara kadala fama katon de ne koto kotas kadala kakitio i vrata sepa me mi atoro me atova o shati la kaya fraktone ni kwa e si ne coro con le covre che ne coro con dielto non c'è le catana campà e stia tutte de coro sciacca e coro pavitanio no qua ma la tua rapidia me colo la cai e giallo me ghibi di coro con delle cappa pallitone da cai Prisati on no kohoro ko diska. Prisati on no kohoro ko le kevran yo no ko alati. Ma si tenia via coro compitia, ma la comprega. Borsi che tenia una coro ma la caia da fracco da poco sempre. I cavallo topri festagliano qua, vida le copi caffagnene qua. Oh, lavrati si sono d'orgo doce, che belle tali attorno, ma na caia, na caia. Cravida la cohoro combrica de la cacca, santoro con toro shakibra, fracate caagne. Mita la caia na cotia na condosca da bica tafa. Bile gombra catega dosha, coro con tian toro con tosha. Privando le comprehe le kangaraga di ashange ne godoshka da breka te katache di antono godoshka. E velihitiano, e le velihitiano non gambi. Karaga le kahalai. Ariko frakata kata ashange. Kriva la kote, te le bakahala kaya na kahalaila. Meleka haria na haia na kitia na karakala ko. E jenandia na karakati kara tala kankara ko danya. E je vele vele haia na taia. Proti de kohoro ko kambra. Banya ne kohoro ko bakya na kadashka. Rivedita halaka, asantora kodo hosha kapre. Moria taia mora taia makaka. Kebele hetaia na kora. Kravida la kora kadiang toro kodo hosha kapre kadikiti isha. Merekoto toko orokotoshka tabre. Kavella tombre katakoto shankara katashka takara katata katya. Shatura gohra kambra hala kambra ktana katoshka. Shto tana katakoto nyana gohra kambra ktana katashka dable. Ishtiando, ishtiando, ishtiando. Kambra kadevra hilika. Kabele kore kadian dar godo hosha kambre. Kashka tanya ne kohore kotoshka tambra kata katashka. Bili dudu dushwa. Bili dudu dugo prof kadinja. Krovide kahala kankara kati ishetie. Kravida la kombre kati godo hosha kaya. E mene qua, e mene qua, e mene qua. Borbatiano non gelico dohosha. Istian tora cotia, istiana cobre, istiani cobre. Cavina, cavina, cavina. Kele bagnanoco, kele bagnanoco. My God, my God. Bosuerto, nanye, bosuerto. E balato orokomba alla cacchitio Ajanakara kinyanakotokotyo shakabra. Ejanakino no kohora katana kakabra. Aladide kohora kodyoshka tanchara kotoshka tapra katakala kabra. Ishatokora manakya. Avrajagopa, vishadele kumbra kapetusha. Mangoro godole kabra kalikangara gade oshete. O fractiano copra, ivili du suato no comprinia, e se du go suate le capraca de go ogni ni qua, ogni ni catapata hasciante ne cotosca, e le de la caia, casco zogna ne cota compractia ne catasca da bracatatania, kibili hitu cupre, e castagna e castagna nia calicagno a mi da caca a mi na cupo sipato. Kangili hitatia. Oh, prakidanya. Oh, manikaka. Peshkatio. Peshkatunja nikaka. Paletura. Matuli kipako. Moritavra. Malito rokohoka. Malikoko. Pekekwa. Istiantora. Mandoreka. Malikopre. Ishanaka. Ishanako tapre. Kavi tutu tu kopa? Tavi boko tu kopa kakinya? Mo chana gadashka. Oh, sapi katanyo. Midu fra toto, midu fra. Midu fra toto kanga halita. Mi so c'è uno coce patica caia. E je ne ma toa, c'è ne ma cacca. Brivato, brivato, dende ne gotoshva. E belletto che c'è tonne ne qua. E je bete coro co pambra catica frete. Ajina kore ko tiang no do koto de kohole ke paha. Oh, sambra katito, sambra katito. Patitko. Patikaka. Manjonika. Manjonika fia. Brasito malitonta. Abile cofre, malituto toco oce, oce facai, oce nina e levetà. Gravitania, stobata idica lettia. Gibla brotia no coro? Bravi dan gopri fiti ti kai. Ah, Nico. Nico fangi. Oh, fascitagno no quidi di compavra chiano. O che le gavraccio no corocode di cambracchiana codoscia. Pas vidéo le coffre ni quoi. Pas les calais qu'on pepe y a toto. Oh, Shibaratata. Oh, Shibaratata, Shibaratata, Shibaratata. Mandiono cobri chi di cubaffa. Per dofre per di qua, fra cantogne di qua. Mili du zuerto non ni qua di compebilitato. Bebelitato, bebelitato. Mango, mango dia. Mango dia fica. Mango dia fica lita balatoria ta gede le pango. E belito na cafra calieto. I libera tuasca, tande di cuore con pebri, a togne ne quacca le pebre, a li donne ne che fatie, a li valle tororoto, a li vate le vela corona gnani. Jatora, masco dobre, masco dobre chi fragno? Gavilladora ballettina, ne cuore cadisca to preche ti caffra, e gene manuatio do copere che di bagna. Mati, mati, mati. Confrica di gahalai, ma quando catatia. Oh, palacaca, grandi nicote. Maniato, maniato, e rivela la cai, grazie a cotosca, vive le dure catigno, no coro cotosca da bracca, fra cagna e coro completi, Abala tosca, ancia ne cotosca tabrica te cofretti ne coro cotopre, e gene coro cotosca, ancia de cotosca, ancia de cotosca. E le bretto tiata, a cafraca de gohole cambratia ne cotosca tabrica te cai. E le brittua, mansiono, Mansiono veganga, mansiono vracchito, mansiono verlito. Bascite te, bascita. Mango di cotoprecchia. Grande li cuore cotosca, tapica te cafrange. Ise de cocombre, che te cotosan shangtianta. Cala coco coco cabra alla campranga. Istiato, istiato, istiato. Gravitica la cangara che disco tocco tombri che tocco to osciaccia. Usa cambra che tocco le capracchia. Platino, platino, platino. Cala cabregne ni qua, cala capracchia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ishatora manakai. Gavalatoto, gavalatoto, gavalatoto. Bidi kofreti anakahai. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Isha tata kohora kangambra katakahala kambra katyamda. You know, in our last week, and often, the Lord gives us Zephaniah 3:17. And when he does, we're praying it for others, but it also applies to us. The Lord Jehovah, your God Elohim, is in the midst, your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will rest in his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. I was impressed today to read that whole passage. And of course, it's number one and first meaning. We can apply this to us as his covenant people with a parallel meaning. But this is the day in which we live. We live in the day when this is coming to pass. And I'm going to start with verse 14 and read on down in the Amplified, because this is what's going on right now. This is what's going on that God's doing for Israel and Satan is fighting. This is a prophetic scripture. Zephaniah 3:14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, and that is Jerusalem, if you go back up a little bit. Shout, O Israel, rejoice in high spirits and glory with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. In that day, for then it will be that the Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord himself, is in the midst of you. You shall not experience or fear evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hand sink down or be slow and listless. And then the verse the Lord always gives us. The Lord your God in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction, and in his love he will be silent and make no mention of your past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing. I will gather those belonging to you, those Israelites in captivity, who yearn and grieve for the solemn assemblies and the festivals, on whom their exile and inability to attend services at Jerusalem have brought derision, and the reproach of it is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all those who afflict you. I will save the limping ones and gather the outcasts, and will make them a praise and a name in every land of their shame. At that time I will bring you in. Yes, at that time I will gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the nations of the earth, when I reverse your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord. So there the Lord talked about Israel and about how through all those lands they were scattered. It was a shame. But in every one of those lands, they're going to be brought into honor. So these are the things Satan doesn't want to happen. And these are the things he's fighting with all of his might. But we are on the Lord's side. And we teaching our children to be on the Lord's side. And we're praying for a great move and manifestation of God in this earth for his people Israel. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The Lord started with Psalm 66:7.
Psalm 66:7?
Correct. The first statement. When I am silent and hidden. When I am silent and hidden from your view. From your view. And when you cannot see what I am doing. And when you cannot see what I am doing, you need to remember. You need to remember. Now the rest of it is underlined. After you need to remember, is underlined. That God is moving and working, that God is moving and working behind the scenes. Okay, I'll read it again. When I am silent and hidden from your view, and when you cannot see what I am doing, you need to remember, underline part, that God is moving and working behind the scenes. All right. I'm trying to slow down here because so many people at Adam Assembly told me, Max, please slow down. Okay. Next statement. Oh, it's underlined. This statement is underlined also. I bring my perfect, I bring my perfect purpose to pass. I bring my perfect purpose to pass in your lives today. It's all underlined. I bring my perfect purpose to pass in your lives, in your lives today. All right. Then the Lord gave us Luke 2.
Could I get you to wait just a minute because I want to get a lozenge?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
For my throat. If you would just read that again, and that'll give them another time to write it down.
Okay. So the next statement, underlined. I'm here. I'm reading the statement I just read.
Okay, okay.
I bring my perfect purpose to pass in your lives today, and this one is underlined.
Okay.
And then he gave us Luke 2. Verses 1 and 2. The book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Matthew
just
1.
Just a minute here. Just a minute. Okay. I'm getting resituated. Luke 2, 1 and 2?
Luke 2, 1 and 2.
All ready what to go now.
Okay. What are you reciting?
Hmm?
You said you were reciting something. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matthew 1:20. Matthew 1:20. So Luke 2, verses 1 and 2, Matthew 1:20. Next statement. I am on the move. I am on the move, even when you all cannot see. It's like repeating the first statement almost. I am on the move, even when you all cannot see what I am doing. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I am on the move even when you all cannot see what I am doing. Be encouraged. Oh, there is more to it. This part is underlined. Just like I was in Luke 2. Huh, he goes to 1 and 2. Okay. So this part is underlined. Just like I was in Luke 2. So the whole statement reads like this. One more time. I am on the move. Even when you all cannot see what I am doing, be encouraged. Underline part. Just like I was in Luke 2. So he gave us the whole Luke 2. Okay. All right, next statement. Moving you to the next level. Moving you to the next level. In this prayer, moving you to the next level in this prayer, in this assignment, in this assignment, that I have for you. Moving you to the next level in this prayer, in this assignment that I have for you.
And all goes that is on. Underlined?
No, it's not underlined, actually. The statement is not underlined at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The only part that was underlined is just like I was in Luke 2, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Moving you to the next level. And this prayer, and this assignment that I have for you with my prophet and friend, with my prophet and friend, pay attention to what I say. Pay attention to what I say. Okay, I'll read the statement all over again, just to make sure. Moving you to the next level in this prayer, in this assignment that I have for you with my prophet and friend, pay attention to what I say. All right. Then those three scriptures here. Start with Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2. Luke 12, 48. Luke 12, 48, 48. Your next statement, your I wonder if this is, no, it's not transition. T-R-A-N-S-G-R-E-S-S-I-O-N.
Transgression.
What?
Means sin.
Oh. Wow. Okay. You read it again, Miss Billy. Transgression.
Transgression. Mm-hmm.
Transgression. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your transgression is now forgiven. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. is now forgiven.
Thank
Next
God.
stage, the statement goes on, but it's underlined. So after forgiven, I am not a man that who lie or change. So your transgression is now forgiven, underlined part. I am not a man that who lie or change. And
just
that
a
is
minute
the
now.
statement. Okay.
I am not a man. That and who are both there?
Yeah. That, who, lie, or change. I am not a man that who lie or change.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Proverbs 4:25. Proverbs 4:25. Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19. Okay, next statement. Again, it's a bit long, but it's not underlined. And it reads like this. Embrace in my next level. Embrace in my next level for you. Embrace in my next level for you. And for my nations, with an S. And for my nations. Embrace in my next level for you and for my nations. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is being transformed. Yeah. The glory of the Lord is being transformed into the same image. Being transformed into the same image. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. Okay, I'll read the whole statement all over again. Embrace in my next level for you and for my nations and for my nations, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is being transformed into the same image. The glory of the Lord is being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. All right. Praise the Lord. Next statement is underlined. And it's really one line short here. Beholding as in a mirror, a mirror, MIRROR.
Yes, beholding as in a mirror.
Yes.
This is scripture. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The glory of the Lord. That's the statement. Behold mm-hmm. as in a mirror. The glory of the Lord. And it's underlined. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. Jeremiah 30. I don't know if Jeremiah go up to 30. Jeremiah 30, but I'm sure it's there. 17. Jeremiah 30:17.
Oh yes, Jeremiah goes up to 50.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 30:17. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to just repeat the scriptures again. 2 Corinthians 3:18, Matthew 11:28, Jeremiah 30:17. Next statement. I am preparing you. Yeah. I am preparing you for multiplication, yeah. MULTIPLICATION.
Multiplication.
I am preparing you for multiplication. Trust my timing. No more holding on to the past. No more holding on to the past. Well, I'll read it again. I am preparing you for multiplication. Trust my timing. No more holding on to the past. Very interesting, Lord. Okay. Next statement. This one is underlined. Stepping into the new level of glory. Let me see. I'm going to put the page. Stepping into the new level of glory. See if it's over or that's it. Oh, no. There's more to the statement. Stepping into the new level of glory. I am preparing for you. I am preparing for you all, children. I am preparing for you all, children. Embrace it. Embrace it with faith. Embrace it with faith. The key is to keep moving forward. The key is to keep moving forward. Okay, I'll read the whole statement from the beginning again. Stepping into the new level of glory, I am preparing for you all, children. I am preparing for you all, children. Embrace it. Embrace it with faith. The key is to keep moving forward. The key is to keep moving forward. All right. Next statement is underlined also. Knowing, read like this, knowing that my plans, with an S, is always for your good. Knowing that my plans is always for your good. Leading you into something leading you into something even better. Leading you into something even better than what you left behind. I'll read it again. Knowing that my plans is always for your good, leading you into something even better than what you left behind. And this statement is underlined if I didn't say that. Starts with knowing, ending with behind is underlined. Okay. First Corinthians 2:9. First Corinthians 2:9. Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs 19:21. Isaiah 14:24. Isaiah 14:24. Psalm 138:8. Psalm 138:8. All right, 1 Corinthians 2:9, Proverbs 19:21, Isaiah 14:24, Psalm 138:8. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. I know. Oh, hairs. Okay. I know the hairs. H-A-I-R-S. I know the hairs on your head. Isn't that something? I know the hairs on your head. I know the thoughts in your mind. I know the thoughts in your mind. I have plans for you, and they are good. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. I know the hairs on your head. I know the hairs on your head. I know the thoughts in your mind. I have plans for you, and they are good. This is just mind-blowing. I mean, what else do you want really the Lord to tell you?
Isn't that true?
Yeah, and just like, wow, praise God. Yeah, this statement was underlined. If I didn't say that, it's underlined. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ephesians 1:9-10. Psalm 37:23-24. Psalm 37:23-24. Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Okay. So Ephesians 1:9-10, Psalm 37:23-24, Ephesians 2:10. Last statement. Read like this, and it's not underlined. Fill your mind with peace. Fill your mind with peace. And your heart with comfort. And your heart with comfort. And, oh, stoke up S-O-A-K, right? Soak?
Mm-hmm.
Soak, okay. And soak up the knowledge that I plans, with an S, that I plans for your life. Okay, I'll read it again. Try to do better here. Fill your mind with peace and your heart with comfort. And soak up the knowledge that I plans for your life. That is the statement. Trust in me. Oh, trust in me is underlined. You give us often trust in me underlined now. Trust in me is underlined.
Praise his name. Glory to God.
That's what we prayed for, Miss Lily.
That's what we pray today.
That's what we pray.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And he starts with the scripture. He's
right.
Starting with Psalm 66:7.
Correct.
He rules by his might or power forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. When I am silent and hidden from your view, and when you cannot see what I am doing, you need to remember, and the following is underlined, that God is moving and working behind the scenes. Also underlined, I bring my perfect purpose to pass in your lives today. Luke 2, 1 and 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Now, he gave us this, and I thought of it another time. And he gave us the example of when, of this example here, when he was behind the scenes working, the world was in a trouble. But he was behind the scenes working in the birth of Jesus, bringing about the birth of Jesus. It was actually on October 8th in the morning. And he gave us that example. And then he gave us Genesis 1, 2. You know, the earth was in tohu wabohu. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon it.
I remember
he
that.
He gave us
those
two examples. And that day, he gave us this scripture. I am your God, and emphasize that I am always at work, acting through the Holy Spirit to bring about my purpose. Well, that day he gave us Genesis 1-2, where the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the dark mess that the earth was in. And then he gave us Luke 2:1-5, where he was working when Rome was so mean and all the trouble was there, but he was bringing forth the Savior. Okay. And then Matthew 1:20. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So you see, Joseph, it looked dark to him. It looked like Mary had been unfaithful. But then the Lord showed that he was at work. I am on the move, even when you all cannot see what I am doing. Be encouraged. And then underlined, just like I was in Luke 2. moving you to the next level in this prayer, in this assignment that I have for you with my prophet and friend. Pay attention to what I say. I really thought about this, Max. He's moving this whole prayer assignment up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To a new
especially
level.
After Adam's assembly, yes, because there was mm-hmm. so much prayer and revelation.
Yes, there was. There was so much prayer and revelation. We got
even
to
in
pray
the tent
this,
meeting.
Oh, my goodness.
Even in the tent.
We hadn't really prayed in the tent in the last 2 years the way we did. And
no.
We had no recording. We were absolutely free. And we recorded it, you know, but we didn't stream anything.
Right.
And it was just amazing how the Lord moved and what he had us praying for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 43:18-19. We're going to do that again next year. Next year, don't schedule anything so that you have to leave. Stay for the tent meeting.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That was good.
Okay, now here we've got Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Romans 12:2. He's always giving us Romans 12:2 because it's so important that we renew our minds with the word.
Yeah, he said, pay attention to what I say. He wants us to concentrate on that.
Yes, pay attention. It's of utmost importance.
Yeah.
Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Then Luke 12:48. You know, I've seen people. This is three levels. It can be good, then, or it could just be just acceptable. But you want, and we want, the perfect will of God.
Amen.
Acceptable is kind of like permissible. It's in his permissive will, but it's not the best. We want the perfect. We want the best. Luke 12:48. I think the part he wants us to get is the last part.
Okay.
This is, sometimes he just wants you to get a part of the verse. The first part, I think we can pretty well just kind of think goes with the verse before it. But the part that is at the end of this verse is, everyone to whom much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will demand the more. And here it is in the ESV. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. This verse always makes me stop and think, because I know a lot has been given to me. And so I know a lot is required of me.
Oh.
I think the first part of that verse, you can just, men put the chapters and verses in. I think the part he wants us to have here is the last half. Your transgression is now forgiven. And then underlined, I am not a man that or who lie or change. He doesn't lie and he doesn't change.
No.
Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look directly ahead. Let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Numbers 23. Sir?
What was the translation you read?
I just read the New American.
Oh, the New American.
And it's the same almost in the ESV. I'll read it. Let your eyes look directly forward. And let your gaze be straight before you. Here it is from the Amplified. Let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you.
Okay.
It's the same thing as he told us, you know, not to let the past go. Not good things of the past, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that you need to let go.
Right.
Okay. Numbers 23:19.
Mm-hmm.
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? And I read that in the ESV because he used the word change. Other translations use repent, but that's what repent means. Repent means to turn, change. But he used the word change, so that I used ESV. Embrace in my next level for you and for my nations the glory of the Lord is being now. Here's the way I see this: the glory of the Lord. So I could even put in brackets for us, for you and me, is being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. You see, that's the glory for us, is being changed from one degree of glory to the next.
Yeah.
If I'm going to read it like the Lord said it, the glory of the Lord is being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. And then underlined, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. This is some of my favorite things to preach. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Because this is what's happening to us. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by or from the Spirit of the Lord. So here it is in the mirror that you look in is the Word of God. The verse before it has spoken about the Word of God, the verses before, and how some people are veiled and can't see it. But it says we don't have a veil over us. Here it is in the Amplified. And all of us, as with unveiled face, continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. This comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So it means that as you study the Word and look in the Word, God's at work in you, changing you from one degree of glory to another. And the glory for us is being changed into the image of Christ, Jesus. Matthew 11:28. Hallelujah. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jeremiah 30:17. I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, it is Zion for whom no one cares.
Do you think he's talking about physical body here, or he's talking about like
he's actually talking about he's talking about Jerusalem. That's his number one. Next verse says, thus says the Lord, behold, I will release from captivity the tents of Jacob. So that's what they said about Zion. That's what they said about Jerusalem. no one cares for her. But you can, if there's a double meaning, if he has a parallel meaning, he can restore, he can, it can mean us too. I will restore health to you. Your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, it is Zion, for whom no one cares. But it actually is, in its first meaning, talking about Israel.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's not going to lie. That's what's going to happen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now here we go. A long statement. I am preparing you for multiplication. Trust my timing. No more holding on to the past. And then underlined. Stepping into the new level of glory I am preparing for you all, children. Embrace it with faith. The key is to keep moving forward, knowing that my plans is always for your good, leading you into something even better than what you left behind.
Wow.
So I think the big mention is here, and he mentioned it to us in our prayers at the Autumn Assembly. We're in transition. We're in time of change. And it's better, but it's more higher glory. It's higher degree of his presence. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Ah, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Pray. That's what he's talking about. Oh, glory to God. This is all good, folks. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. And ESV says the purpose of the Lord will stand. It's also what's the Amplified. The purposes of the Lord are going to stand. Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. Nothing's going to change God's plan. I can tell you that. I don't care what the devil does.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Psalm 138:8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your chesed, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Other translations, the King James says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. New American says, the Lord will accomplish what concerns me. But praise God, your chesed, O Lord, is everlasting. His obligation to keep his plans for us, he will accomplish. He'll bring it to pass. He will perfect it, bring it to completion. Now, underlined, I know the hairs on your head. I know the thoughts in your mind. I have plans for you, and they are good.
I will settle it. That just
ooh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
He knows. He knows. My goodness.
That's shouting ground, isn't it?
Yes.
Ephesians 1:9-10. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven, and things on earth. This is a great and glorious future when everything will be all united in Christ.
Wow.
Psalm 37, 23 and 24. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. And of course, when you see the word man in the Old Testament, it's good to find out which word it is. And this word is the Gever, the champion. The steps of a champion are established by the Lord. We can see that some people walk foolishly and their steps are not established. But the steps of a Gever, a champion, are established by the Lord. And the Lord delights in his way.
You know, Miss Philly, I can't
help
but that. I have to say this. Now look at the statement way above when he said, I am preparing for you all, children. Embrace. Embrace it with faith. The key is to keep moving forward. And look at all these scriptures. I mean, I'm just looking every scripture you read, I'm going back up to the statement. I mean, all of them, my goodness.
Yeah, and I really believe that that you began with, I am preparing for you all. I really think that's the end of a sentence. The sentence starts with, stepping into the new level of glory, I am preparing for you all. See, he wants us to step into the new level of glory that he's preparing for us.
Yeah.
Embrace it with faith. The key is keep moving.
Yeah. Keep moving.
It's for your good. I'm leading you into something better. Praise the Lord. It's all about that. You're exactly right, Max. It's all about that. Hallelujah. So we must make it our business to renew our minds with these things he's telling us. Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He's talking to us about walking in good places, good and high things that he prepared for us long ago. Fill your mind with peace and your heart with comfort, and soak up the knowledge that I plans for your life, and then underlined, trust in me. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. It's going to be pleasant to meditate on these scriptures.
Yes.
And what the Lord gave us today.
Okay, just a clarification here.
Yes.
Brenda just texted. She said, Mom read 1 Corinthians 2:9, but she thought it's 2:8. Brenda, it's 2:9. It's not 2:8. Just making correction. If anybody wrote 2:8, 1 Corinthians 2:9. It is not 2:8.
And that's what I read, 2:9.
That's what you read, 2:9. That is correct. Because they're texting back and forth, and I'm looking at that. In case anybody wrote 8, it is 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Oh.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say one more thing here for, you know, Brenda and Tony have a prayer call on the mountain every Sunday at 3 p.m.
Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really encourage people to join their prayer call. The same number, Miss Rita, the same number that we're using right now. Because they have people in the chapel and they have people calling. So just
and
call
usually
this number
what they
Sunday.
Do is pray over these words.
Exactly. They pray over these words. They go over these words. Mm-hmm. We go over them, and I go over them tonight at 6:30 service in downtown Minneapolis.
We pay attention. We're doing what he said to do.
Yes,
pay
exactly.
Attention.
So pay attention. So join Tony and Brenda on Sunday, 3 p.m. Join us tonight at 6:30 live, and we will
so
be live streaming anyway.
Yeah. Okay, but
Yeah.
the Sunday call, every Sunday at 3 o'clock, is this one right here, the number we're on right now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to see you guys at noon today. We're not finished.
No, we're not. We'll see you at noon.
See you at noon.
Shalom.
Or wherever you are on the hour. Shalom.
Yeah,
shalom.
Just a call. Just a call. No broadcasting.
Just a call. No broadcasting
just a call.
today.
So people know, yes. Just a call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.